Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 431. How are we all doing? If I get any busier, I'm going to meet myself coming back. In fact,
I've already done that.
There's a possibility I have actually already done that. Oh, do you know, I've added a line to the Notion table for something I'm doing tomorrow night, and I've totally forgotten what it is, and I'm trying to write an email. At the same time as I'm trying to edit an audio file, and I do have a 7 o'clock, but they're doing it without me.
I'm trying to get dressed.
That's nothing to do with me, before you all think I'm involved. I'm not. Do you want to explain, so people don't think we've been up to Rudy's? No Rudy's were involved.
I did change my trousers earlier.
I totally missed that. That's how busy I am.
You're wet.
Oh, yes. He's just trying to get Lola out into the garden to relieve herself.
She's
looking at him like, I hate you, Daddy. Oh, hello, Tony. Tony's first in. Yay. Hello, Renee. How's the arm after the jab? Hopefully there's still just the two of them and that they're okay. As if nothing happened. Fantastic, fantastic, Renee. But you came home and fell asleep immediately and just woke up 2 minutes ago. That is amazing timing, if I say so myself. Well done, Renee. Hello, Jonathan, young Jonathan. Hello, Kim. How's Jonathan's day been? Because Jonathan's day can get very stressful, can't it? Did you ever claim the time back for last Friday? Which definitely needed doing. Right, who else have we got? Hello, Alex. Don't want to miss anyone. No, I think I'm good. Oh, would that there was Pfizer on offer here. Only if you're young enough, which clearly I'm not. Not after yesterday. Still recovering from yesterday. Alex has too much info, Mike.
Yes, I know, I've seen it.
Oh, what's this from Renee? Is this your certificate? They stopped giving certificates here and then decided they were going to have to start again because the computer systems weren't working as well. So now they're all back to paper things. Oh, pictures of the grand event. Oh, my. Is that flipped round or are you actually getting it in the right arm? Have you noticed here everyone gets it in the left arm?
Yeah.
Oh, including that rather what's-it picture this morning. Who was getting it this morning that was young?
I've no idea.
It'll come to me.
A famous person?
Yeah. Well, I think they're a politician. So infamous is probably a better description. Oh, CQ, CQ, Deb. Right. Oh, Jonathan's day has not been too bad. Happy it's not no longer hot. I know, it's hideous, isn't it? It's just, no, not enjoying it. Not enjoying it at all. It's far too hot. It's not like nice hot, where you'd be in the garden, sunning yourself. It's hideous hot, where it's just oppressively warm, which we don't want. Anyway, we'll cope. Although it is actually raining. The English weather is just bizarre. It's either scorching hot where no one can move, siling it down to the point that you need an arc, or just oppressively warm and yucky. And that's pretty much where we are. That's a UK summer. Anyway, I'm glad to hear everything is good, Jonathan. Right, so who else have we got in here? Renee wants it in the right since that's your bad shoulder. You'll sleep on the other side. Good thinking, Renee. Good thinking. Oh, at least they've not taken the other option where none of us will be able to sit down, for which we're all grateful. Do they actually ask you about which way you sleep? I sleep all kinds of ways. That's interesting. Where would be best to have it? So, what have we been doing? I've actually been sleeping in episodes. Went to bed at 4:30, got up again at 6:50, stayed up till almost 10 o'clock and then grabbed another couple of hours. So I actually have on my calendar blocks that are for sleeping to remind me. Because I see an empty block and I think, oh, time for me, I can do what I like. And then I think, ah, no, no, actually, you've forgotten to sleep. But that's how busy this course is. But anyway, it's going well. It's going well. We've now got something called a, was it a feedback pod? Which sounds a bit alarmist, doesn't it? A feedback pod. Basically, it's like a tiny group where you're going to be like self-directing as to what you would like.
Lola.
Mike, I would take the approach here of either closing the toilet door and locking it or leaving it wide open. Because if you leave it as it is at the moment, the wind will just bang, right. Bang, bang.
I'm going in there.
As we said, TMI. TMI, Mike. Definitely. They do it in the non-dominant sense. You see, I don't know these things. I don't know these things. So hence the left, most people being right-handed. Kim felt a sense of relief after the first shot. Oh, it's all kicking off over here again. We've got this, variant now, Indian variant. So they're sending, there must be something about the UK and buses. They're sending like huge buses out with messages on the side. Do you remember the one about Brexit? Like that. And it kind of rocks up and says, you know, get your COVID jab here, irrespective of how old you are, because now you're in a surge area. Which is having the knock-on effect that people who were waiting for the second jab are now waiting longer for the second jab. So I won't say it's a carve-up, but it's certainly not going the way that they wanted it to. They're having to pivot quite quickly to address these clustered outbreaks. Oh, Jonathan, there's an idea. Mike on the loo is not pictures I'd want to see. The week I'm up by said quarters.
Quite right, Johnny.
Well, you never know. You never know where I've got a camera, do you? You never, never know. But I haven't got one in there, trust me. Right. We might go for a hat trick. Hello, Tracy! So, apart from that, I don't really think I've managed much. Oh, apart from my Inbox Zero experiment, that's going reasonably well. It'd be going much better. People stop sending me emails. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. How often, so this is a good question. You know, you've got emails coming into your inbox. How many times on average do you think you open the same mail and then think either I'll deal with that later or I know what I need to do with that, but you don't actually do it? That's how inboxes aren't at Inbox Zero. And I'm just as bad. I've got one that says, sorry, we missed you at our webinar. And I'm thinking, just a minute, I did not miss the webinar. But who knows? But that's got a link in it that I need to check. So it's like, OK, then I'll just close that down and I'll carry on. And then your inbox becomes like, would you say untrusted? Untrusted. Because you know you've been through them and you've mentally done the work to at least the degree of that's a to-do or that's a follow-up or that's this, but you've not actually done it. That's me. That is me. Oh, and another thing that they give you is, you know, when you're registered for an event and you've got the link to click, but it's not for an hour. And although it's on the calendar, what I've found in the last 3 weeks is that doesn't mean a thing, because the link on the calendar sometimes isn't working. It sends you off into some kind of weird loop. So I'm having to leave the mails there, and without exception, it's been starts in an hour, apart from the one that popped in at 6 o'clock and said starts in 2 hours. And I'm like, why have you sent that one? Because now I think it's something else. So what about you guys? How do you handle email? Are you good with email or bad with email? Night, Jonathan. Good or bad with email? I remember the days of being so excited. What I used to do was I would dial in for my email on a dial-up connection on the phone, which cost about a penny a minute. So I would dial in like on the hour every hour. And I'd be so excited if there was a mail in. Do you remember, was it AOL? Yeah. You've got new mail. He's like, oh, yeah.
And you'd be so disappointed if there was nothing there.
I know. Yeah. Those were the days, weren't they?
These days could do without not getting it. Oh, God, not another mail.
Oh, Kim gets links to a webinar a week away. Seems to be what you get. What do you do with it? Do you leave it in the inbox as a reminder, or do you put it on the calendar? I mean, I don't bother taking the link from the mail and putting it on the calendar if it's an hour away. That just seems like futile. I guess technically you should. But, you know, things come in and I'm wondering, because I'm now pondering this email inbox zero thing, in terms of how could you keep inbox zero at all times? And I mean, the answer is you can't, because mail's coming in as soon as. I slept from 10 till just after 1, I think. And I came back and I had 87 emails. And I thought, this is ridiculous. The number of emails is ridiculous. I think the worst ones to deal with are the ones that say kind of follow-up or takeaways. So they're giving you information and you need to have somewhere to put that. They're in the follow-ups at the moment. So at the moment, there's 13 mails in there. And I can literally say, like, one I've read. So I got a mail today from Rome Research. Now, you guys know that I use Rome. They've added some new features. See you later. Have fun at your meeting.
Come to get some more treats.
Why don't we have some biscuit bones from over there? Keep Her Majesty occupied. There we go. She's made a bit of a dint in these, hasn't she? No, that's fine. You head off to your meeting like a mother hen, looking after the pair of us. Right, we've got a black biscuit bone, a charcoal.
So I'll put this over here.
I would if I were you, or she'll escape. So she's staying with me before she tries going in there and dog bothering you. Right, we've got a brown biscuit and we've got a charcoal biscuit. And Lola has heard that there's biscuits about. Right, do you want one? I want a pour if you want a biscuit. Good girl. Oh, yeah, she's quite happy with that charcoal bone. So this email from Rome has some new features in it. So there's some quality of life improvements that they call QOLs. There's a new feature which is jump to date, which is just awesome. Oh, I need that in my life. So that's already been internalised. I don't need to make a note of that. But there's some stuff about an essay template, no less, which I'm interested in. But there's no information, so I've got to actually go out and click that and then have a look at that. So I think, right, you know what, at that point, that needs me to do more with it. So I close it down and move on to the next mail. Please tell me that everybody else does this. Oh, right, let's have a look. Oh, Tracy, that sounds painful. Stabbed it right at the top of the arm, almost on the joint. It wasn't the lead singer of Mac Busted, was it? Just asking. Oh, I wonder how he's getting on. Renee's bad with email. Pretty often, overlook important mail. That's why I need her as my account on her system as well. You have a PA, you lucky, lucky man. I just think email just has that. There's just something about email where even the most organised person totally loses the plot. One, it's coming in constantly, isn't it? I remember years ago, let's see if everyone remembers this, are you as old as I am? You used to have on whatever email client you were using a kind of refresh rate. But now it just seems to be built in that everything just comes in on demand. But there was like, you could have it set to half an hour, it would only update every half hour, which might have been nice to give you time to concentrate on what's in there. Have you heard her grumbling on?
Yeah.
Right, take that. You're a lucky girl. Now, I mean, I guess you can close your email and I don't have notifications. I built that notifications thing. I only get notified if it's from Scrivener beta program, if it's from Mike or if it's the church and something's on fire and that's it. Don't get any other notifications, which is good. She's your electronic conscience, so I'm loving that. Oh, Renee, what a fabulous... I feel a title for the show coming on. Don't we all need an electronic conscience? Anita wouldn't like a full-time job, would she, with everybody? These are the things we need. We need things like this, you know. That's brilliant. Oh, I love it. Right, let me make a note of that. Because, you see, if I had titles for the show, then the shows would get out of the door faster. Talking of which, is Tracy still listening? I think she might be. I have shows. I have shows in the right place made public. Just need to add them to the feed. I can't tell you how many shows. That I don't know. Shall we find out? Where were we up to? Were we up to 399? Right, let me have a look. Oh, Lola, stop your chunnering. Honestly, so rude. It's not like you're starving. That's Samoyed for, oh yes, I am starving, Mummy. We can hear you, Lola. It's not pretty. Leave it alone, girl. Right, so what have I got in terms of making it public? Right, let's make that smaller. Yes, shows, plural. Oh, yes. I've got marooned 400, 401, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. I can't, well, they are there and they are public, but they won't be in the feed until I've added them to the feed. And I can't add them to the feed until I've put all of the meta in. But what I will do, I will do that tonight. So there will be some sooner rather than later. Have you heard her? She's like my conscience, isn't she? You have had two. And there's that stick. What's wrong with this stick? She's had that stick there for 2 days. There's something wrong with it. We don't know what. She's just not keen. She's a screamer, Lola. She really is. Mike decided today, because the conference is tomorrow. The Catinian conference is tomorrow. And he was concerned about my schedule and his schedule, leaving Lola unsupervised. So I said, no, it's fine. You know, I've got my sleep split up into between the shows. It's fine. So he decided today he'd have a dry run. Have a little bit of a dry run today and see how it went. So he put a box, you know, this little landing we've got where the stairs take a 90 degree turn. He put a box on there so she couldn't get past, right? So he said she can stay up here with us. Yeah, I don't know how she did it, but she got past it. So he's looking for her. He's checked the office, the studio, the toilet, the bathroom. And he thinks, well, Elaine's asleep and I'm pretty sure the door's locked. Because Lola does have a nasty little habit of thinking, oh, Mummy's asleep. I'll just go in. Not quietly. Oh, no. Take the door off its hinges on the way in. And then jump on the bed. And then jump up and down on Mummy. Because that's fun. So Mike said, lock the door. Now, that gives us an issue. If I need him to get me up, because my phone's constantly on silent. So, you know, set an alarm on your phone is fine as long as it rings on the watch. But then that's on silent too. So basically, if I definitely need to get up, Mike will come get me up. But that means if the door's locked, he needs to get in from the outside and I need to get out from the inside. So we have to make sure that there are two keys, one on the inside, one on the out, and that somebody, that would be me, doesn't leave the key in the lock on the inside. Anyway, he totally lost her. So he carefully unlocked the door, had a quick look round. No, she wasn't there. Found her downstairs, sunning herself by the front door. She's too cute. I think she's actually, finally, neat. Yep, she's eaten the stick that was there from 2 days ago. We even put cream cheese on this stick, which did work. She licked the cream cheese off and then left the stick. But she's now finally eaten the stick. So maybe she is actually hungry because she's eating the treats that she's turned her nose up at. Oh, dear me. Renee doesn't do too many webinars. That's probably a good thing. I would say I am all webinared out. What is comical with this course? They start off and they have this thing. Now, this was never in person. It was always online. But they have this thing where they want to foster community. So we all get slung in breakout rooms. Some of the breakout rooms are really great. And sometimes, even if you don't learn anything from the breakout rooms, you know, you talk about, like, well, what do you use? I use Evernote and, you know, you use Roman Notion and blah, blah, blah. I might not learn anything. Other people might, where I'm saying, well, yes, I integrate the two. Oh, how do you do that? And then they learn something. But it's nice to actually, you know, say hello to people. But it gets old fast. You know, when you're on webinar number 12, you're like, oh, no, not another breakout room. And I've done this course 3 times. This is my 3rd time. The first time, it was like, why are we doing breakout rooms? Really? What? Ugh. And the feedback got sent in, we're sick of breakout rooms. We've got breakout room fatigue. Particularly given the amount that this course costs. You don't want to be with other people that are attendees. You want to be with the experts, in inverted commas. You're not just slung out into a breakout room. So second cohort started. And I thought, right, they'll have learned from the last time. They won't put you in breakout rooms. Started putting you in breakout rooms. Within, again, a week, it was like, please, no more breakout rooms. Some of the presenters actually say, do you want a breakout room? And honestly, the chat explodes. No, 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 no. One last time did that and said, you know, do you want a breakout room? It was on the agenda that they were supposed to do, basically. And they got, without exception in the chat, no, 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 no. And she said, right, well, I'll just put you in a breakout room for 5 minutes. And people were like, what? What did you ask for if you intend to do something different? So I thought this time, right, cohort 10, cohort 11, nobody liked the breakout rooms. So surely you will have learnt your lesson by now and there'll be no breakout rooms. Oh, well, I'll go to a breakout room. And there's 2 ways of doing a breakout room. You can actually give people an option whether to join or not, or you can just unceremoniously throw them in there. You know, and some people are driving home from work and you can see them in the breakout room. They've got the camera on, but it's like an iPhone propped up in the car. And you can see them driving and I'm thinking, this is so dangerous. Can you imagine somebody gets sidetracked in a conversation and the next minute there's an almighty crash? It would just be so terrible. Leave the breakout rooms alone. So I guess we'll have to see how that goes. They're at the stage at the moment that they're like, yeah, I think we'll drop these breakout rooms. And I'm thinking, well, you know, this is the 3rd time this has happened. So, and before that, they used GoToWebinar, so the breakout rooms weren't a thing. Do they not learn that people aren't overly keen on them? I guess there's some circumstances where people might be, but you know what? This course, not one of them. And yet again, they are attempting to throw us into breakout rooms. I think they might have got the message now, but who knows? Right, let's catch up here. It's supposed to be intermuscular, is that? When we saw them training here, you know, lead singer Matt Busted, they had like a, well, I would say skin coloured. It was basically pink. But that's not skin colour for everybody, is it? But it was like a rubberised thing, like a gel. I can imagine it felt like, what are those things called? The chicken things. The chicken fillets that go in bras, those things. And they were showing people how to, like, pinch the skin up and put the injection in. I still think medically qualified would be better, but there you go. Right, so how do I feel now the birthday, the day after? Oh, exhausted. Always fantastic, that. Played the video again afterwards. And the new jingle, the new full happy birthday jingle, loving that. Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. Our postal service here, not great. Yesterday and before, so Mike's mum posted me the birthday card. And Mike intercepted it because he knows his mum's writing. So, in fact, I've still got the envelopes here. Let's have a look. She sent it second class. In the UK, we have 2 ways to post stuff. First class and second class. First class is something like 80 pence. And I think second class is probably about 45, 50p. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've not bought stamps in years. And I do mean that. Stamps were going to go up, I think, from 40-something pence to 60 pence. This must have been about 2012. It was Queen's Jubilee. And my mum went out and bought that many stamps. I'm still using them. You don't send that many letters, do you? Anyway, hers arrived in a single day. And that was a second class stamp. Right, another one that I had. Where's the other one? That arrived fairly swiftly as well. And that was second class. Anyway, today I got another one. In another envelope, brown envelope, with a first class stamp on. And that's taken 3 days. There's no logic to it. There is no logic. So I'm still opening birthday cards today and having a whale of a time. And when I got into Facebook last night, which was late on, because I haven't even thanked everybody on Slack yet, I thought I'll just nip into Facebook and say thank you. I think there was 42 messages, and I thought, I don't think I know 42 people on Facebook. But having gone through them one by one and thanked everybody, I did know all of them. So I was really surprised. I don't remember that many before. Do you have forever stamps? We do. If you buy a stamp, you usually buy them in a book. They are either a book of 10 or 12, but you can get books of 6. But I think these my mum bought were books of 12. And all they have is like a picture of the Queen's head, and it says first class or second class in the corner. And they are good forever. So, you know, if you keep them for 10 years, that's fine. Obviously, what they do from time to time is change the colour, which is ridiculous, but they do. So we've had orange. We had her golden jubilee, which was it 2002, that one? Because I think the one in 2012 was 60, because she's coming up to 70, isn't she? So that'd be right. So we've had blue stamps, we've had orange stamps, we've had gold stamps. But they all count. You know, once you've bought them, that's it, just to come and use them whenever you want. A second class is 66p. That's a lot, isn't it? How much is a first class one then? I thought they were cheaper than that. Because if there isn't that much difference, I mean, I have very few second class stamps. Mum wasn't a believer in second class stamps. So most of the ones we've got here are first class. But I don't think we're going to need to buy any for the foreseeable future, put it like that. Oh, that was my mum, belt and braces. Thought of everything she did. Oh, Amazon Netherlands is selling the AirPods Max 478, a steal. That is considerably cheaper, isn't it? And that's quite soon as well. Although, no, it was December, wasn't it? So 6 month mark. 85p. There isn't that much difference then, really, is there? For the, I think the time that the second class is probably used more is Christmas. Because if you send 10 Christmas cards, that's £1.90 difference. And if you send 100, it's even more. But normally I just stick a first class stamp on it. But honestly, I think I physically send maybe one or two in a year. The rest of it's all digital, or you drop them off at the door. We can all hear you. Yes, it's very unedifying. Can't you be like a lady? No, mummy. No. There you go. You'll be that full in the end, you'll fall unconscious. Right, let me have a look here. Kiva is a stealth. I never feel her getting to bed. Oh no, Lola, make sure you know. I think she wants you to wake up. She wants you awake. Maya used to do that. Oh, he would stand on your head. And he was very, very, very muscular. He was slightly bigger than the breed standard, and it was all muscle. So when we weighed him, I think he was about 7.5, 8 stone. And he wouldn't think twice about just jumping on your head. But what was comical was, we learned in the end that he wanted you awake so he could go to sleep. I think in his mind, somebody needed to be on guard. And he fancied a bit of a kip, so it was your turn to get up and look after the place. So he would jump up and down on your head. And then once you were awake, he would just curl up and go to sleep. It's like, thanks for that, Maya. So I'm thinking with Lola, it could be pretty similar, but I don't know. Because girl dogs are very different to boy dogs in lots of regards. She's quite docile and quiet most of the time. She can make quite a performance when she wants something to eat. She can bark when she's playing, but Maya would bark all the time. You know, it's like, oh, it's 2 minutes past, bark. He would bark all the time. He was very, very vocal. She's not as vocal, but as you can hear, she chunners a lot. Now, Maya chunnered, but more than that, he would howl at ambulances. Never. Now, when an ambulance goes past, you've got the ambulance, a fire engine and a police car. And they've all got the blues and twos on the top, and they all sound absolutely identical to a human ear. She never, ever once howled at a police car or a fire engine. And she didn't Maya didn't howl at every ambulance that went past, but he did howl at certain ones, and he would listen really carefully. He'd have his head tilted from side to side, which is just too cute to see. And then all of a sudden, on certain ones, he would throw his head back. He would howl. She hasn't howled. So there is a difference. I don't know if that's a difference between the individual dog or the fact that one's a girl and one's a boy. Unless they identify as they, in which case, whatever. We can all still hear you grumbling. Why don't you take that? Right, she now has chicken. Although that's not edible, is it? But she's happy with him. There you go. Don't you get letters returned or your recipient charged? They change the colour to know that it's an old value stamp. No, no, never happened, Tracy. No. Because really, once you've bought it, you've bought it. And is that contractual? That's an interesting thought, isn't it? But no, I've never had one taken back or anybody charged. No. Hello, Simon. Yes, how was Mrs. Simon's birthday? Are you bankrupt yet, Simon? And if not, then there's been a gross oversight somewhere. So, Renee, are you thinking, you know, that that's a total bargain and maybe you need a spare pair? Whenever I've bought something, it goes down in price. I think, do I want a spare pair? And I did do that. The ones that I adore, the Tatronics, the over-ear Tatronics, I could tell there was a new model out. They were still selling the old one. And looking at them, I thought, I much prefer the old one. The old model is beautiful. And I could tell they then reduced the price. And it got down to something like half what I paid for the first one. But that would have been about 18 months ago. And I thought, you're not going to be able to get hold of these and I'm not keen on the new one. So what I'll do is buy a spare pair. And then Mike decided he wanted a pair. So he now has a shiny pair of headphones, same as mine. So I did. I bought another pair. But then mine were cheaper than one of the pads, the ear pads for the AirPods Max. I had a friend who said they tried the AirPods Max and they weren't overly taken with the look of it. And I thought, well, that's fair enough. You know, if you don't like it, you don't like it. Like the green ones and the blue ones. Were they pink? And then, worse than that, I mean, I actually quite like green. I just, you know, with the iMac, I thought, no, not a green iMac. But I do actually quite like the green. Green was my mum's favourite colour, hence the colour of our front door. It's green. In fact, the back door was green as well until, I know, the garage door. There was personnel door on the garage and the little thing we have, the mini storage unit that we have next to the garage. And they were green as well and they needed painting. We didn't have any more of the paint. She had to have it specially mixed. So it was just her colour of green. And she did as well. But we didn't have any more. So I said, well, we'll just paint it white and it'll look like plastic. So we did. But when they started saying, right, so you've got your AirPods and then you've got the pads that go on them. You could get different coloured pads. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? But apparently that's the thing as well. The price has gone up again. Oh, that's another thing, isn't it? You see something on offer and you think, oh, do I want it? And you don't have time to think. It's got to be like you either buy it there or then or you don't. Although I do know sometimes when there's an Amazon sale on, something will go on wait list. And it's because people just click buy and get it in the basket. And then they make their mind up whether they want it or not. So sometimes going on the waiting list is a decent idea. Oh, she had a fabulous birthday. Excellent. Excellent. A takeout in the evening. Those were the days. Really living the van life. One day I'm going to have a Chinese again, but not just yet. We unfortunately are in an area of high vulnerability to the latest variant. So I don't know why, because Bolton I can understand. But Bolton isn't next door to us in terms of we're all in Greater Manchester. But Greater Manchester is a huge area. It's like saying Greater London. It's massive. But there are councils within it, and Bolton is at the far northwest corner, and we are at the lower mid area, so in the middle but right on the edge, so we border Cheshire. In fact, our postal address is Cheshire, but it's got a Manchester postcode. It's just historic, but we don't have any direct connection to Bolton, and yet our stats are terrible. So it's like, don't go out the front door again. So we'll have to see how that works. Oh, like shopping at Costco. If you see something you like, get it. It won't be there tomorrow. Oh, that is so true, Kim. I saw a... was it a bag or a Filofax? I think it was a bag. And I remember thinking, oh, I really quite fancy that. You know, like a laptop bag, but bigger than that. You could put more in it than a laptop. And I thought, I'll have a think about it. Then I thought, no, I better not have a think about it. So I just put one on the trolley. Oh, those were the days, a trolley. We did exactly the same with that thing we bought my mum, which was a train. It was a Christmas ornament, I guess you would say, but it was really big. I mean, we're talking like it was 18 inches square and over 18 inches tall. And it was a scene, like a Christmas scene of a mountain with a church on the top and an ice rink on it and this train going round. And we got it for her the year Dad died. We made a big fuss of saying there's somebody at the door for you. And then when she got there was just this box that we then dragged in for her. She had no idea it was us because Mike had gone out the back door, run around the front, put the parcel there and then run around the back again. So he was there. So we were all in the house when the doorbell rang. She loved it. She absolutely loved it. And then the following year, I don't think we'd even got the Christmas decorations up because she wasn't well. She was only ill for about... seriously, for probably about 3 days. And the reason that she wouldn't have the doctor out was that it wasn't the doctor she wanted. So she was waiting till Tuesday till it was. You're like, but Mum, no, I'll be fine till Tuesday. But once she'd been in hospital, she only stayed one night in hospital and she came back. I said to Mike, there's no way we'll get the tree up, not the big tree. But let's get the little village scene out for her and let's put a small tree in the corner. And that's what we did. But you're right. You know, if we hadn't have bought that when we did, if we'd have thought, oh, we'll go back for it, it would have gone. And I do love Costco Christmas stuff. I could spend hours in there looking at that. Right, let's carry on here. That is fun shopping, you're right. Another thing we used to do and love was in Costco, we have like a food thing. It's a bit weird. They don't have much of a range. They have pizza. And it's slices of pizza. It's sold as individual slices, but they are massive. I don't know if they do a takeaway pizza in a box, but they do have slices of pizza. They have baked potatoes with various fillings. And I think there's maybe one more thing, but whatever it is, it's not gluten-free, so I leave it alone. So whenever we do a Costco shop, it's like, oh, and then we can stop on the way out for a baked potato. And the other thing they do is like an ice cream. So it's in like a plastic cup and it's like a really whipped ice cream. Oh, it's gorgeous. And you know, we've not been able to do that for so long. I think we need to get some of the plastic cups and get some ice cream and I make our own so we don't feel we're missing out. It's getting to the missing out stage, isn't it? Although Boris is still saying everything will be fine. It'll all be fine. Can't see that myself, but we'll see how it goes. Suspend your disbelief. Oh, you have the same food court shut down since COVID. They'd only just redone ours. They'd made it bigger. It's one of the big attractions there. I'm trying frantically to think what the other food is. Oh, is it some kind of like, not, is it a taco thing? Like, it's like a roll, but I don't know what they would be called. So it's like a very skinny pizza, but flexible, whatever one of those is. And then they put like food in it and then roll it up. And then make like basically a parcel of it, whatever that is. But I wouldn't know because I've never had one. I have had something similar. It's called a wrap in the gluten-free world. It's similar to what you would get with duck in a Chinese, where you've got like shredded duck and they give you like some... I wish I knew what these were called. Somebody help me out. we would... No, the thing, they're great because they are not actually wheat flour. They are rice flour, which is a totally different business and I can eat them. So they're very thin. They're in like a bamboo thing with a bamboo container, circular, with a lid on it to keep them warm. The only problem with them is the second you take them out, they're freezing cold. But very nice anyway. You've not eaten at Costco in 15 years. Well, I would choose the baked potato. And I usually went for two toppings, which was cheese and coleslaw. And they give you like a couple of little squares of butter to go with it as well. Only problem was I then gave up cheese. I gave up all dairy, which seemed like a grand idea till I was sat there with my potato with just this coleslaw on it, which wasn't as nice as with the cheese, I'll tell you. Oh, Costco's been great during COVID. I'm on their mailing list for the local store, and they have been great in terms of sending you the information in hand. You know, a lot of the other stores are just like, well, it'll be on the wall when you get there. But I need to know what your protocols are before I get that far, because I might not be going. The other thing Costco have done here is the local branch has ramped up deliveries, which is great. So we have been able to get gifts mainly we bought from there. Do they do in the States something called a Tower of Treats? It used to have 5 boxes here, and I think they were around £20 to £25. So they were beautiful boxes. Each one of the 5 was slightly differently decorated, and each one was slightly smaller, so it was a tower. And then they wrapped the whole thing up with ribbon, so it kept it in like one bundle. And they were great to give us gifts. They had chocolates in them, they had cakes in them. So it was all kind of food to eat stuff, but just really, really good value. We actually got 2 of them I think this was Christmas, so the Christmas ones are more expensive. Then they're about £30 to £35, but still pretty good value for what you got. And there were our raffle prizes, and it was a bit dicey that. Night, Tony. It was a bit dicey because it wasn't the done thing at ladies' night to have a raffle. It wasn't like, there wasn't a law against it, but it hadn't been done. And I said to Mike, but the thing is, you know, we've put on lots of events, but many of them are like really great events you would want to go to. Like, do you remember when we went to Slattery's and there was that chocolate challenge and Mike had to bring it home in a box? Lest you leave it there in a bucket. But Stuart did it. Stuart did the chocolate challenge. Days like that, great day out, but it wasn't raising any money for the charity. Whereas closed events like frog racing, we did a frog racing night, no frogs were harmed. It's an internal event. So all the raffles that go on and all the money from the door goes to the charity. So I said to Mike, well, why don't we just have a really good raffle at ladies' night? And he said, that's frowned upon. And I said, I don't care. I said, if anybody says anything, send them to me. So he said, okay. So I said, well, let's get 2 of these things. So when they came in, there was this table. It was full of balloons and it had this raffly thing on it. We raised that night for the guide dogs about £800. And I said to Mike at the end of the year, it was a good job that we did do that, because while you could have made up the £800 in other events, the events that we would have made that up with got cancelled. Well, we cancelled them. There was a brass band night that was probably going to be worth about £500 to the charity. There was the end of year meal, which again was probably going to be worth another 200 maybe. But, you know, you would have been missing that because we had no choice but to cancel them. So I said it was a good job we did do that. But it went down really well. Nobody complained. Nobody had a problem buying tickets. And the ones that won were like, oh, good grief. So they were great. What they did this year, which was a bit naughty, the price, it wasn't the £30 ones, are probably about £20 to £25. But instead of having 5 boxes, they only had 3. But they were still called a Tower of Treats. And the boxes, like I say, are just gorgeous. So do they have anything like that there? Right, let's have a look. Going up here. Next week we have the iBood Hunt. iBood stands for International Best Online Offer Day. Oh, that sounds good. Why don't we have this, Renee? They present bargains one after the other in a murdering pace. You have to get in. Or it's gone. Oh, that does sound fantastic. We only really have that here with kind of Amazon. I have had Black Friday deals that have been great. And I've also like waited for some deals and then they've never happened. It's like, oh. I remember installing Hindenburg and it was October. And I thought, oh, I've got to wait. And I wanted to leave it until it was just within 30 days of Black Friday. So I got it all installed. And my initial thoughts were, this is garbage. It doesn't do anything. But then I realised the designer of it has a developer. And the designer wants one thing and the developer wants another. The developer's incredibly minimalistic. And I know this from the horse's mouth because I was having a conversation with the designer. So this guy was a journalist and he wanted an app for editing audio in journalism. So he took the developer on to build the app that he wanted. So he's designing the app. And I got up to this conference, it was a podcasting conference, and I said, there's the guy from Hindenburg. So I went, go and say hello. So I went over and said, you know, I'm already using it, blah, blah, blah. So he said, take a seat. And Mike went, poor guy. That was a big mistake. So about an hour and 20 minutes later, I'd apprised him of what needed to be happening. But when it came to Black Friday, I drunk the Kool-Aid by then. And I'm like, oh, must have. And there was no Black Friday sale. And I thought, oh, is this life trying to tell me something? So I thought as it was coming to the end, I was like 2 days off the end of the trial. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to switch. I'm not sure. I don't know. And they then mailed me and said, would you like another trial? You know, like us to extend the trial. And I'm thinking about it, thinking, would there be a Christmas sale? It would just take me past Christmas. But it was a 60-day trial. So I went back and said, yes, please. So I got this other 60-day trial. So I actually had it on trial for 90 days, at which point there's the one day in the year that they have a sale. And it's International Radio Day in February. So I did actually manage to get a discount on it. But I don't think we have as many sales or as good as that sounds. 48-hour event, and it's mostly tech stuff. Oh, Renee, we're going to need a running commentary. We are. We want to enjoy it vicariously. Oh, it doesn't exist anymore in the UK. That'd be typical, wouldn't it? Darn it. So Costco will deliver. They've got special hours for the vulnerable to COVID. The aisles are almost empty. During shopping hours, you don't have to wait to check out. Oh, it sounds like bliss, Kim. That's not my experience with Costco. One of the problems at Costco is the number of checkouts. You could be in the queue for a checkout for easy 50 to 60 minutes. We try and go at quiet time. So we've got a business membership. So the first 2 hours of the day, 10 till 12, are business only. So that makes a bit of a difference. But it's not great in terms of checkout. I don't know what they could do to speed it up. And the other thing they didn't used to take, this is ridiculous, they didn't used to take credit cards. Now you think about that. Really? When you think of how much people spend there, that is totally ridiculous in my mind. That you just don't take credit cards. So what they wanted instead was either cash or a debit card. So a debit card takes the money straight out of your bank account. It used to be known as a check guarantee card. Now, I didn't have one of those, I don't think. I got very confused with what I had and didn't have because I never used them. But I would use a credit card. So I would be going to Costco when we went to pick up sandwiches for some of the Catanian dues. And I'd have like £250 in my pocket because I wouldn't take the credit card. And I'm not fiddling with anything else. Because I think it is with it. Well, at the time with an account, I think both parties needed to be on the account and have a separate card. So I couldn't have used Mike's card and I had no idea if I had a card or not. Got confusing. But that sounds like bliss. That's my idea of blissful shopping, that. Oh, Mrs. Simon wants everyone to know she's just brought home a bag of Jaffa donuts. Oh, fantastic. And is she keeping them all to herself or is she sharing, Simon? Oh, they have towers from many companies. Oh, no, we only get... Usually we get the same content, the same design, but just two different colours. So I think this year's were maroon and green. And I think we tried to order one of each. Catanian Ladies' Night year, we did. And that's what we got. But this year, I think we wanted one of each and they only had the green. So we ended up with green. But they were nice. They were nice when they arrived. She likes Jaffa cakes so much that one of the family nicknames is Jaffa Mom. Jaffa Mom, short for Jaffa Monster. There's nothing wrong with that. The Jaffa Monster must be a thing. Because one of my mates from church, his email address, he changed his email address. He said he was moving to Gmail from something like Hotmail. And his before the at is Jaffa Monster. Jaffa Monster at gmail.com. So it must be a thing. Unless it's Mrs. Simon in disguise. There you go. Personalities change when she gets a packet of Jaffa Cakes. I think with Jaffa Cakes, a bit Marmite-ish, isn't it? You either love them or loathe them. I don't, even as a kid, my dad used to love them. He absolutely loved them. And I remember trying one, and the biscuit bit was okay, and a little bit of the orange thing was fine, but the chocolate was a bit dark for me. So I was never really a huge fan. I think they do now do gluten-free Jaffa Cakes. And Aldi do their own Jaffa Cakes, which is sacrilege, isn't it? They're called something else, obviously. But yes. Oh, Kim needs to know all about Jaffa Cakes. I thought we'd discussed Jaffa Cakes before. Jaffa Cakes are one of the staples of a Mac Bites Live. Jane and Carrie adore Jaffa Cakes. So Jaffa Cakes are mentioned a lot when they're there. I have got a picky. I will share it with you. Right, let's try and grab that. Are you going to grab that? Are you? You're going to think about it. Okay, excellent. Let's get that. And upload it. I'm not getting a plus. There we go. Now I am. I will put that in for you. Getting it in there. There we go. Oh, hang on. I saw a link from Renee up here, something about a new tech toy. And I have not been able to get that link, so let me go back and find that. Where's the link from Renee with the tech toy? Logitech techie device. Right, let's have a look at that. I missed that one. Let me go get it. I can't miss tech toys. Sacrilegious. Right, let's have a look. Oh, didn't Simon have one of those? Isn't that what Simon had? I remember the knob on the left-hand side. Oh, it's rather nice. So you are totally Logitech'd now. Right, let's get back to the bottom of this chat. Oh, you're after a keyboard. No, I shouldn't be let loose. I can play odd things, but let's leave it at that. They really are odd things. Not much, put it that way. I didn't have that keyboard, but I do have a Logitech keyboard. It's a K... I think it's a K780. Let me do one thing here and see if I've got a picture of it. Because I think I was looking it up yesterday to find the manual to put in my system. So let's try Logitech. It's the one that can be used on a computer. It does three different... It's got the Bluetooth for three different things. At the moment, it's £61. I didn't buy it for that. I bought it for the iPad and the phone, and it's fantastic for that. So that's another Logitech device still available. It's £61 at the minute, but this is one of those circumstances. I bought one, and I thought it's great. Initially, I had just one issue with it. And the one issue that I had was... The round keys took a bit of getting used to, but the keys in the bottom left-hand corner, not standard. But once the iPad started supporting the Alfred shortcut, I was fine. Then it came on offer and it went down to £30, and I thought, you know, it'd be rude not to have a spare. So I do have a spare. There you go. Wow, Kim is starting drum lessons today. That's amazing. You ever played before? I think I'd love the drums. I do admire drummers. I do. Watched an interview once with Larry Mullen Jr. from U2. He's the quiet one at the back, drumming away. But he is actually an expert in drumming now. Proves the point, doesn't it? You know, U2 started at school. I think they were 15 and 16. None of them an expert in anything. And now they're all an expert in their field. So just keep doing what you're doing if you want to be an expert at something, basically. Never mind about the qualifications and stuff. Just keep doing it. So fun was had by all. Good night, Simon. We'll be heading off ourselves shortly. The weather is abysmal. The weather is all clammy and overcast, and the dog's not happy. But at least she's settled. She's now got her head under a chair in complete disgust. When she puts her backside facing you, that's I'm in complete disgust with you. You've done something. So I will sort her out. But I will have to head off because I have an 8 o'clock. I also have a 9 o'clock, a 10 o'clock, a midnight, and a 2 o'clock in the morning. Obviously, again, I'm scheduling my sleep so it actually happens because tomorrow is to show Friday and I've got a million emails to write as well. So I'm going to say good night from me. I will say good night from Mike, and we will both see you next time. In the meanwhile, all you need to do is stay safe, folks.